in the scheme, it lists the number of bodies that will be required to participate in the process. And Irish Water are not actually listed as a body in relation to it. So this actually means that Irish Water will set their own development plans for the future needs of water services across the country. And it's very doubtful at this stage as to whether they'll have to take cognizance of Donegal County Council's development plan.
But surely if Irish Water is to implement a capital programme to facilitate industrial and residential development, it will have to follow Donegal County Council's development plan, because that's what's going to determine where the development will be.
Well, that's what you're thinking in an ideal world, Donald, but you could just as easily envisage a situation where Donegal County's development plan will have to follow Irish Water's development plans, and it raises the question of actually who serves who and who's there to address whose needs. It's not clear yet in relation to the legislation as to what role Irish Water will have to play in terms of consultation with the counties, and whether where the actual development will be led from, whether it will be from Irish Water or from the local authorities.
This is draft legislation. It'll go through the Dáil in the coming months. Is this an issue you see being a prominent one in the forthcoming debate?
I think it'll have to be. One of the most important things in setting out the development plans for counties is to provide infrastructure to meet the needs of the development. That's a vitally important issue in terms of local involvement in county development planning and in the role of local authorities as well.